93.9 FM CICK, located in Smithers, British Columbia. Violentine with Victims of Light. Before that, you heard I Talk About You by Donovan Woods. You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio, and we are on the B-side. We are in the second hour. We are going to try out a new format for this show again, where I talk about the heavy stuff up front, and the back half is a bit lighter and I'm going to talk about the things that I am reading or watching or listening to or playing or whatever that feels, I don't know, just things that I'm enjoying that you might also enjoy. And maybe you'll find things in this section that you wouldn't have tried before or that you wouldn't have even known existed. Who knows? So, let's start with the thing that I'm kind of feeling the most proud of this year so far is the reading. I've been reading a lot this year. already, and the year has only just begun. Where are we here? We're in 25 days in, and I think I've finished like 3 books. It's crazy. My current pace is better already than last year, which I was in a real reading slump, and I'm sure that there are folks out there who feel the same way and who have a hard time breaking a slump. You know, let's see here. What have I read this year? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 3 books, and I'm in the middle of 2 at the moment. So, start with what I'm currently reading. I am currently reading Devolution by Max Brooks, and also the book Out by Natsuo Kirino. Very different books. Out is written by Natsuo Kirino and translated by Steven Snyder. That seems worth mentioning. Devolution by Max Brooks. That's the Max Brooks who wrote World War Z. And it is a kind of firsthand account of a Sasquatch massacre on Mount Rainier. I'm very much enjoying it. It does this really beautiful job of setting up these deeply frustrating and unlikable characters, but not in a way where the book is unpleasant to read, but in a way where you're looking forward to them getting smashed by Bigfoot, you know? And there is maybe one of the most well-crafted jokes I've ever read, which last night I loved it. It was just the final sentence of a chapter where the writer just went, surely nothing could have such big feet or have such a big foot. And it made me laugh out loud, and I had to show it to my wife. Out of context, maybe it doesn't land, but it's just a beautiful joke, and I love it. the other one, Out, is a crime thriller. Came out in 1995, which I was shocked to find out. I truly thought it was from like a couple of years ago, but a woman kills her husband, and it gets worse from there. It is a really like nail biting and interesting, and has been a pretty intense read. And I've been really enjoying it. It's a bit slower paced than a lot of what I've been reading so far this year, but it's a blast. And, Devolution has taken over a little bit just because it's a bit lighter and what I've been able to handle the last couple days, but I am planning to return to and finish out. Yeah, both so far anyway, worth your time. Prior to that, I read Hidden Pictures by Jason Reculac. At Dark, I Become Loathsome by Eric LaRocca, and Strange Pictures by Uketsu. And I believe this one might have straddled 2025, 2026, but The Trees Grew Because I Bled There by Eric LaRocca as well. I've been on a real Eric LaRocca kick. If you haven't read his stuff, it's definitely horror stuff, and some of it's pretty grim, some of it's pretty hard to read, but I've enjoyed it. I've seen mixed opinions online, and I'm trying to not give a shit about that stuff and just read the stuff that I enjoy. Strange Pictures by Uketsu is the book that broke my slump, I think. So, if nothing else, check that one out. It's a really fascinating crime, mystery, thriller, horror book, and I'm really anxious to read some more from them. And I've been getting all my books from my local library, so go to your local library and read. It's been really nice to be back on a reading kick. It feels like it's been a long time, so that's what I'm reading. We're gonna play another song and come back and talk about the other things. I got other things I do. I have too many hobbies, probably. Anyway, this is Everly Lux with Nature Has a Way to Greet Me. And when we come back, we're going to talk about my new obsession with indie horror video games. So we'll come back after this. Thank you.
forest, smoking a cigarette. My pace is slow and curious. I wait for the impulse to stop. As it comes, a gentle rain starts. I say hello back and start walking again. Nature has a way to greet me that doesn't require pain. Pack the horse and ride away. Let me go home where my music waits. A boy sat on the street by the venue, eating a big tub of spicy fruit. I took him under my wing and looked at his face when he looked at the Pacific for the first time. Nature has a way to greet me that doesn't entail pain. Pack the horse and ride away. Let me go home where my music waits. Yay. So, what is your relationship to peach season? Did you go out in the mist looking for them? What about the machine that collected baseballs? The giant pitching machine where all balls queued up, waiting to be thrown in a small labyrinth. Nature has a way to greet me that doesn't entail wait. Pack the horse and ride away. Let me go home where my music waits. The moon to light your cut. I learned to juggle. I learned to see. Take these wings and learn to land. Nature has a way to greet me that doesn't feel the same. Pack the horse and ride away. Let me go home where my music waits. And when I'm home, I'll rest and dream of doom and solitude. For in my dreams you live. At last, we have music.
Everly Lux, Nature Has a Way to Greet Me, here on Syrup Moose Radio. I am back. What's up, everybody? I mentioned before we had talked a little bit about the books that I've been reading. If you would like to be book friends with me, I use the app called Storygraph, and I'm at Old Cryptid on Storygraph if you want to be book friends. Why not? Why not be book friends? So now let's talk about video games, because I play those also. Lately, I have been a little bit obsessed with indie horror games. I had heard a lot about Mouthwashing, which is a horror game that looked pretty cool, but I'm not really a PC gamer, and so I tend to kind of move away from those, from games that are primarily on PC. However, for Christmas, for Solstice or whatever, I ended up getting a ROG Xbox Ally, which plays my Steam library as well as my Xbox library. Anyway, so I've been playing horror games on that, and I finished Mouthwashing and absolutely adored it. And I thought, okay, it's time to see what I've been missing. So I followed up Mouthwashing with Iron Lung, which I liked, but not as much. And then a game called Teleforum, which is the one I'm going to recommend of the ones that I have finished so far. Teleforum is a free game on Steam. It is creepy and weird and interesting, kind of a point-and-click adventure with some other bits and pieces. I went through, I got all the achievements. I really enjoyed it, and I'm really looking forward to the developer's next game. So Teleforum, if you don't play anything else that I talk about, play that. It's free, and there's no reason not to play it at least once, but you'll want to play it a few times. And then I have started playing No, I'm Not a Human and Look Outside, two games, I believe, from last year that were recommended to me a bunch of times. And I have The Convenience Store and Paratropic kind of on deck. And yeah, I've just been really enjoying these sort of, in particular, the kind of PS1 graphic. Retro horror kind of, like, if you take a look at the art in Mouthwashing and you'll see what I'm talking about, they're really effective and impactful, and I've been enjoying playing with them. I also tried out a game called Megabonk, which is very silly and I enjoy very much, and I have been playing a little bit of Banishers on Game Pass. You know, a part of me wonders how I have time, and then I realize that I don't do a huge amount of human interaction, so it's nice to just sort of play games and hang out. And yeah, so I'm on an indie horror kick. I'm a big horror head. I'm sure that's come up on the show. This is, by the way, I'm sitting here right now recording episode 97 of this show, and I firmly believe that I have repeated myself probably. But this isn't a podcast, it's a radio show, so I guess it's okay to repeat yourself sometimes. And thank you for sticking around for 97 episodes. I'm almost at 100. Insane. Anyway, yeah, I am a lifelong horror head, though horror games tend to bounce off me a little bit. I find the disempowerment thing that so many horror games do to not be scary and just be frustrating when it's a game, right? Like Alien Isolation, I appreciate that it's a good horror game, but I don't enjoy playing it because the model is essentially go hide in the closet until the thing goes away. Yeah, and it just didn't do it for me. Outlast is the same. Outlast on paper should have worked for me. It's sort of like a found footage horror game, but I don't know. It didn't really do anything for me. I enjoyed, you know, Resident Evil, that franchise tends to be a bit more fun to play. And that's the kick for me is you got to tell me a good story and you got to give me something fun to do in that story. Because otherwise, why not just watch the horror movie? You know? Anyway, I am deeply enjoying these indie horror games, and if you have any that you would recommend that you think I should try out, SirMooseRecords@gmail.com, send it to me. I want to know if you're making one. I even more want to know. So there's that. I guess this is also a glowing review of the Xbox Rock Ally. I've been really enjoying it. It's nice to have kind of a second screen when you're doing other things. So that's been nice. It's been very nice. And oh, and I've been playing Tiny Bookshop, which, if you haven't played Tiny Bookshop, you absolutely should. If you're a fan of a cozy game, you move to a town and open up a tiny bookshop that you tow around behind your car. It's great. It's simple and yet varied and complex. And one of the funniest things to me about it, after playing it for a little bit, I said to my wife who recommended it, I said, you know, I wish that there was a way to speed up the day cycle. Like, you kind of spend the day with people coming in and buying books. And I said, I wish you could speed it up, and realize, like, that's completely contrary to the entire point of the game being a cozy meditative game. So, shows you there, just goes to show you how broken my brain is, that I couldn't just sit and relax. But I have been going back to it just about every day, so it's a lot of fun, and I recommend it to you all. And that's what I have been playing. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about what I've been watching and listening to, because there is all kinds of that stuff as well. In the meantime, though, I have got a song for you. It is called The New Cemetery King by Blood Sick, B-L-O-D, parentheses, S-I-C. It's a good one. It's a weird one. And we will be back when it's all done in about 10 minutes. So, thanks, folks. Here it is. The New Cemetery King by Blood Sick. Keeping It Weird on Syrup Moose Radio. And, of course, Keeping It Weird on whichever of the stations you were listening to. But I, of course, am home on 93.9 FM CICK, where we play noise, not music. And I realized, too, that last, over the weekend, they had the internal awards and karaoke kind of post-holiday party, and I was not able to attend, but I wanted to quickly shout out everybody who won an award. Extremely well-deserved. We're it's an embarrassment of riches here in especially in Smithers, but you know, community radio is crushing it right now, and I think that we are a good example of that. And so if you're not supporting your local community radio station, the question I ask is why? What do you have to do that's better than that? Anyway, hugely, hugely cool and awesome and good to see everybody who won their awards. Good for you. And I appreciate the nominations that I received. So thank you. Congrats. Everybody is good. And you are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. This is the section of the show where I talk about the things that I've been watching and playing and reading and doing and all that stuff. So I would be remiss if I didn't talk about wrestling, because I watch wrestling every week with my wife. We both love it. We are AEW watchers. I don't watch any of the WWE stuff.